Well, hello, GWA. I have made my return to this lovely Reddit page. And of course, I just had to post an audio as soon as I could. But I wanted to do something a little different and something that I've never done before. And I do have kind of a cold still. I'm coming off of the tail end of it, so I apologize if I sound a little stuffed up or congested or not like my usual self. But anyways, I have been thinking back and forth about doing some sort of improv audio or just a ramble or something of that nature, but never really thought that the time or the mood, I guess, was right for me personally. But I will say that over the past couple of days, I've been in, I guess, kind of a mood, if that's, I guess we'll just go with that. And it is now early afternoon. Oh wow, actually it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And since I woke up this morning, I have just been on and off, just teasing myself all day. I woke up just absolutely insatiable and thought I'd listen to some recordings from a favorite GWA artist, but that unfortunately only made my problem a little worse instead of better. So I figured I'd come onto this lovely site and make something to take out my frustrations on. And I don't know about anybody else, but I know that when I masturbate, as much as I like audio quality and audio porn, if you will, as, you know, my erotic material of choice, I do also tend to put an image in my mind of a person or the person I'm listening to. You know, just my imagination just puts features together based on a voice, and as much as I love audio, I guess I am still a fairly visual person as well. And and it's no secret to anybody here that I have a daddy kink that is as big as anything you can imagine. And my audios of choice tend to be focus on female submission or a daddy dom little girl scenario. And so whenever I lay down, like I am now in bed, almost naked, save for a favorite pair of lacy white panties that I put on, some of my favorites, when I listen to audio, I tend to just get this image in my head, and I'm just imagining daddy. Even just saying that just makes me squirm. And my hand is between my thighs, just teasing myself over the fabric of those favorite lacy little panties. I'm just imagining that I've got a man in front of me who is equally horny and equally turned on, who was just dying to fuck me. Just so hungry to fuck me. Oh, to fuck his little girl. To do whatever he wants. To his little slut. God, and just make her feel so good. But for his own benefit. For his own pleasure. Because he's a selfish daddy. A good daddy, but he just likes me all to himself. Which is fine by me. I'll never, ever object to that. But, you know, that vague image turns into so much more as I go on. And as I listen to different voices and you know, different sounds and different words from different people. And I have so many images in my mind of what my daddy could look like. And I should say, I don't normally discriminate against men, because, oh God, men come in so many different beautiful varieties and types. But, you know, everyone has preferences. And, oh God. I just, oh gosh. I can't even get the words out. I'm so, so turned on by the thought. Fuck. Just so many daddy possibilities. I tend to picture broad shoulders. Not necessarily muscular or, you know, big in that sense, but just broad, strong. And for the record, I am only 5'2", so not, you know, it's not exactly hard to be bigger than me, I guess I should say. And just strong arms to be wrapped in and held in and protected by. And then this is where I try not to get too picky, because like I said, I don't discriminate, but I guess it only makes sense that I am a fan of of the typical dad bod. Oh God. You know, so many women fantasize about six-pack abs and stuff, and those are fine. I'm not looking down on those, but oh God, I can't even explain what it does to me when a man has a little bit of a belly or a tummy, or even is just, you know, not ripped, even just more on the average side. It's just oh God. Makes my mouth almost just water at the thought. Fuck. Just a big, strong, thick daddy. Oh, fuck. But sometimes it's just not even, you know, not even the physical aspect. Sometimes there are just physical acts or things that I think of doing that just help get me off even more. And fair warning, I did just break out a toy of mine, so if you hear anything in the background, don't be alarmed. Fuck. And what I mean by, you know, physical acts, I just, where do I start? Like, this is so cheesy, but I love kissing. Oh God, I could kiss somebody all day, and just be so satisfied. And of course, you know, kisses on the lips are great, but I love kisses on the cheek or on the forehead if someone wants to be sweet, or on the nose, which that's just, you know, the little girl in me coming out. I can't help that, but there are kisses that trail down my jaw and my neck, and down my chest until there's just a gorgeous mouth wrapped around one of my nipples. Fuck. Just sucking and biting. Just absolutely taking advantage of my body like only a daddy can. And then, you know, the kisses follow down my stomach and down to my hips. Oh, and then that beautiful mouth reaches these panties that I am currently still rubbing myself and teasing myself over. And that are just so, so wet. I can fuck. Oh, I can feel them. Oh, God. But I like it. 'Cause I'm a dirty little girl. And then I like feeling how wet I make my panties. So daddy can see proof of how turned on I am and of how much I need him. And once he sees how wet I am, fuck, in these panties of mine, and he can see that I'm so turned on that he can make out every curve and every line through the fabric of my clit and my lips, just every part of me. And he wants me to to be tortured just a little bit more, so he doesn't go straight for the kill. He takes his fingers on one of his hands, on those strong, strong big daddy hands. Oh, fuck. And he rubs my throbbing little clit with his fingers through my panties. Oh, fuck. just tight. Tight circles. Oh, tight circles that make me moan and blush. Kind of like I'm doing now. And he keeps going. He keeps going until he wants more. In that mouth, that beautiful fucking mouth. It replaces his fingers over the fabric. And he kisses against my clit. Oh, and my pussy. And teases me with his tongue. Making the fabric even more wet than it already was. Fuck. Fuck. Because daddy knows that's another activity that I like the most. Not just kissing, but eating my pussy. Oh god. Any sort of oral sex in general. Oh fuck. Oh, that's another thing. I mean, as much as it is to be on the receiving end. Oh god. I could just. Oh, I could have a cock in my mouth all fucking day. Oh yeah, fuck. God. And I fucking. God, I love cock. Oh fuck, I'm such a slut. Oh, I can't help it. And again, it's just another area where I try not to discriminate, because god, I just, all cock is fucking great. But you know, I'm not even picky. It doesn't have to be the longest or the thickest or anything like that at all. But I will say, just as a note, in case this does it for anybody, I absolutely fucking love uncut cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, god, I can't even explain just how fucking yummy foreskin is. Oh, my god. I love, 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 love pulling down the skin from an uncut cock and just revealing a glistening fucking head that's soaked with pre-cum. Oh, god. Oh, it's like unwrapping a present just for me. Man, I just want to take that cock and I want to stroke it and lick it and suck it and shove it down my throat until I can't fucking breathe. Fuck. Oh god. I want to come already, but I told myself I'd go as long as I could without actually doing it so I can keep having fun and doing this for you, recording this for you. Oh god. Oh, I'm trying to think of what else. What else do I imagine when I imagine daddy? Fuck. I guess I also imagine some of the more specific things I like. Like facial hair. Oh God, I am fucking... God, I'm a slut for facial hair. Oh God. Actually, for hair in general, which I know is weird, but God, I love a man with hair on his chest, his stomach, and a couple other naughty places. It's just, it's just so natural and sexy, and God, just, I don't know, I know it's so weird, but God, I fucking love it. But again, I don't discriminate, because God, men are beautiful, but I guess that's just one of my more specific things that I like. But moving back to the more physical aspect of things, I guess. Of course, with a lot of audios, I get to imagine being fucked. Ah, fuck. God, that almost got me. And there are just so, so many ways that I can imagine being fucked. Putting my legs up and holding my knees back and exposing my absolutely soaked, dripping, wet pussy for daddy. And just being able to watch as he takes that cock and he fucks me so hard and so deep, but only after he teases me first and slides the head of his cock up and down those soaking lips of mine and takes his cock and slaps my clit with it, fucking spanks my pussy with his hard, hard cock. Oh, fuck. Just to show me how hard his little girl, his little kitten has made him. Just to show me what he's gonna punish me with for doing that to him. Or he can tell me to flip over so my back is exposed to him, and lift my hips and put my ass in the air. Oh, fuck. So he can come up behind me and grab my hips as hard as he fucking can. And pull me onto that hard fucking cock. Over and over and over for fuck. Just us fucking slapping together. Oh God, so fucking loud. As he fucks me so, so fucking hard. Oh, fuck. But then, you know, sometimes, as much of a submissive little girl as I am. I want to do all the work for Daddy. And I want to take all of the stress off of him. And I'll ask him to lay back. Just lay back for me. Please, Daddy. And I'll ask if I can just fucking ride him. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy, please. Can I ride your cock? Can I bounce on you until I come? And then I just straddle him over his lap and hold that cock straight up. And line it up with my fucking soaked pussy and push that head into me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I just moan and fucking lose it at how big he feels inside of me. Oh, straight up inside me like that. And my hips start to rock back and forth. Back and forth. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. And his hands reach up. And grab my breasts that are just bouncing and bobbing in his face as I move. And he pinches my nipples. Makes them so hard in between his fingers. And fucking, maybe if he's feeling rough, he slaps them. Oh, fuck. Slaps them so fucking hard that they sting, but they feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I just keep bouncing and rocking and riding that cock. Oh, my God. Oh, until I can't take it anymore. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come in these fucking panties of mine. Oh, fuck. Fuck. And then I keep bouncing and writing and just, oh, God. And finally, I have to. And I have to ask, oh, Daddy, oh, can I come, please? Oh, fuck, can your little girl come? Oh, can she come for you? Oh, fuck, can she come for you, please? Please, Daddy. Oh, please, let me come. And he smiles and he says, yes. Oh, yes, pretty baby girl. Oh, yes, you can come. Oh, God. And I keep going a little faster and faster and harder. And grinding my clit into him as I ride faster and harder. Oh, God. And before I know it, oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Until that happens. Oh, fuck. And I let myself just collapse. collapse on top of him. Which means I get to cover him in those kisses that I love so, so much. And I just kiss him. And I thank him. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for making me come so good. So hard. Oh, God. Well, now that I've gotten that out of the way for now. God. Oh, where's Daddy?